Good morning. How are you,
Hi,
sir?
Hi, Claudia. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Claudia, I wondered if you would do some checking for me. I'm at Camp David. That's the reason I'm by myself. That's why I'm calling Northern Rose.
Uh-huh.
But there's a possibility, and this is in the greatest privacy, that I may have to go to New York Friday and Saturday nights because I have some business up there with some political people and also some legal stuff. Anyway, I was wondering if you would check to see if there's anything in New York on this in that's worth seeing. It's clean.
Yes, yes.
And the musical comedy stuff on Friday or Saturday. Also, if there's a hockey game.
Also a hockey
about
game.
The only, let's see, what the hell else is there in New York? I guess the opera. Nah, that stuff.
No, that would not.
I hate that Lincoln Center.
Yes, and I do happen to know that the operas that are playing this weekend are quite heavy ones, too. You know, the Wagnerian ones.
No.
You wouldn't want to see anything like that.
Now, we've seen No Known to Death.
Yes,
And I don't want anything that's dirty, you know.
No, I understand. I understand that.
I don't want anything that's too, frankly, too Jewish. You know?
Right.
I mean, I don't mind something. By that, something that's just going to be so overwhelmingly a message type thing.
Right, right. I understand.
You know?
I understand.
But anything really good, even a good play.
Mm-hmm.
And anything old is all right. I don't mind if there's. I don't know whether 1776 still playing up there.
No, it's the picture now.
Yeah.
They've made that into a picture.
How about Rockefeller Center? Is there something good there?
Oh, well, that's what's playing at Radio City, 1776.
The movie.
The movie, yes,
How good is the picture?
They say it is excellent.
How are the Rockettes?
They're marvelous. They're doing now, you know, the nativity. Part of the show is the nativity, and the other part is a great big extravaganza of Americana. They say it's quite good.
Well, that might be a possibility.
Uh-huh.
Well, if you'd run them down.
I sure will. Uh-huh.
See what the bill of fare is.
Uh-huh.
And,
I'd be very happy to do so.
You know, in terms of the restaurants in New York now, the only one I really have much affection for is, well, I, of course, except the little ones, is the Cote Basque, because our friend is there, you know.
Yes, yes,
What else is good?
Caravelle is good.
What?
Well, Caravelle.
Caravelle.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Then there's a little one, let's see, the
Lutèce.
Well, no, I don't. I know that. It's they clip you there. Most of them clip you. But no, there's one that's a, sort of a more of a luncheon place. It's called, it's a French name, the Frog, or the, let's see, what do they call it?
La Grande Ouille. La Grande Ouille.
La Grande Ouille, yeah.
Yes,
that's
yes.
Owned by one of the former Soule people.
Yes, yes, and that is marvelous. That really is very, very good.
Is that all right for evening?
Yes, extremely so. Extremely so.
Is it good before a show, for example, or not?
Mm-hmm. It is extremely, very, very good, particularly, too, before a show. Because I don't think that they're open that late, you know.
Yeah.
Because most theaters now are 7:30.
Ooh. Do people then go to dinner around what, 6?
They go in around 6 or 6:15, something like that, you know.
My God. And then,
I know. Isn't that early?
Stupid.
A lot of them just wait and have supper after the theater at 10 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. And then you go to the places that are open for the supper. That might be more fun.
21 then gets the overflow at that time.
You still like 21?
Yeah, that's very good.
The last time I was there, it seemed to me that it slipped a bit. All of our old friends are there, but I think that they're... You know, so overloaded, so popular, I thought that they had...
So I had dinner there one night last week, and I thought, it was good.
Still had the old flair.
Oh, yes, mm-hmm.
So nothing new, in a way.
No, nothing new, no.
Nothing that has been fun and anything.
But I will, you know...
That place,
some places, you know, like Quo Vadis or Che Vito and places like that are still going.
No.
But you wouldn't like that. No.
All right, you make a rundown. Give me a call back whenever you
I certainly will. Okay.
And if I'm not here, just call the military aides office at Camp David and give them to whoever's on EP, Jack Brennan or one of those fellows.
Okay, very good.
Thank you very much.
How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm fine. Just working.
Wonderful.
Everything going fine. Hope you had a good time in Florida.
I did. I had a marvelous time.
And,
great time.
Swell.
All right, now you take care.
Thank you, honey.
All right, bye-bye.